Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to have another show talking about your divinity, telling you how to get your spirit into your body, which is basically the spirit retrieval, getting rid of entities, and then how to actually talk to your spirit, which is going into your heart center, which is what we do on almost all the shows now, which is the mind-to-heart drop. So I'll just talk about the light shift just for about a minute here. The light shift comes here once every 2,000 years. And why does it do that? And it comes here and also across the whole universe. And it comes and it appears. You may not see it physically, but it does put its energy forth to get rid of the corruption, the negativity, the darkness, the extraterrestrial beings that are concentrating, projecting energies to us, courting us, etc., mind control, all these things it comes to eliminate. Because remember, it's light energy. It only has created light. It only works in love energy. And so anything that is mind energy and also the energy that is against free choice, free will, is not of the light. And so this creeps into the light energy's territory of its creation. Remember, everything is connected with the spiritual blueprint of the light. So it's not that everything is in oneness. It's that everything has that divine connection, that the light ship created it. And so when things kind of go askew and or the darkness comes in or extraterrestrial races come in, much like the Galactic Federation, then these energies that are not in the light, that are here preying upon us, through courting our physical bodies and our spirit. Remember, whenever you pray to a God outside of yourself, you are connecting yourself to some extraterrestrial race energy, and there's you know, thousands of them, and they're taking your energy. It's a two-way street. Once you plug in, it goes both directions, okay? This is why the lightship teachings and the teachings of Jesus, which are probably the most pure that we can recognize now, because of languaging and, you know, transcriptions and stuff, his teaching was to always go within. Don't go outside of yourself for spirituality. You are it. So when you go outside of yourself, at that point, you are being courted and connected and can have your spirit, your soul, stolen from you. Okay? And it will take that divine energy of light, the dark side will, and use it to live on. And so this is why there's many names of gods out there that people talk about throughout history. And each one of those is probably another extraterrestrial race that came here to have the people worship false idols and pray outside of themselves to this energy so they can connect to you. So what happens is the light ship now is doing the ascension process for the whole universe. So it's a way that it has to come to eliminate the darkness out of its creation. Otherwise, there will be no more light if it did not come. Because eventually, the whole place would become corrupted, and then there's no more light frequency whatsoever. So it does this every 2,000 years. It turns out the complete universe. Remember, everything's a vibration. And at that point, the universe is turned off, and the light retrieves light, and the darkness falls apart. And then it gets started up over again at some point in the time of the creation light ship. Remember, they're on their own time. They do their own work. And at that point, everything is turned back on, and light is restored into the light consciousness. And the light has never created darkness. One of the things I was kind of looking at, somebody asked me a question about the yin-yang symbol. Well, they, you know, it's divided in half, light and dark. And which, you know, is I look at that as a reflection. Some people assume that that is the darkness mirroring back to the light, so you can have your learning lessons here, we'll say. And but you look at it closer, there's always a part of the opposite, a little speck of that, a little dot in each one of those. So in the darkness, there's a little speck of light, which is, you say, oh, that's good, because the light's now going to shine through into the darkness. But then you go to the light and you go, man, there's always darkness in the light. Well, that's not the way the light created anything. The light created everything for free choice, free will, and to experience love. Anything that is not in the moment right now as you're listening to me, living in the future, and that the past is already created, so we can't go into the past. And living in the future is not of the light, because the light only works in the now. That's the teachings of Jesus. You have to be in the now with your spirit to have this divine energy come through you. This is why the light ship is here now, to help the people on this planet, because you really can't talk about the universe, because who knows about that? You know, I'm living here in a body in this lifetime, and what's in front of me on my plate is what I'm dealing with, okay? It's much like yourself. And so on this planet, the light is here to help us to do the ascension. So what is ascension? People have all different views upon it. The ascension process enables your physical life form, your physical body, to be able to turn into a physical light body. Right now, it's a creation from the earth. So what you have is a physical earth body. And the physical earth bodies, as you have probably noticed, there's plenty of graveyards around. You know, I kind of call them bone orchards, you know. And these graveyards, you know, are testimony of people's longevity here. And so typically, you know, when you hit probably, we'll say, under 120 years of age, you're not going to live any longer. Well, this is your chance right now at the end of this 2,000 cycle shift, which is what we're in right now at the very end of it. How close, I can't tell you. The light ship does not tell me when this is going to happen. But what's going to happen is you're going to have a choice. And this you might want to call your judgment day. I don't want to sound negative. That may bring up some hackles in people. But the whole process is, are you carrying light frequency of your spirit in your body 100%? Okay? Simple as that. If the answer is yes, then you're going to give your physical body this wonderful gift of ascension. It's waited a long time for this in its genetic makeup to do the ascension process. Okay? So it's up to you. And if it's not holding 100% light frequency by your spirit, then your body cannot do the ascension. Doesn't matter how many courses you've taken, how many DNA attunements, how many books you've read, how many mantras you memorized, none of that's going to work. Because remember, the mind, which is the trap of the dark side, mind consciousness, which was not created by the light, okay, that consciousness is the dark side taking you away from your spirit inside of your heart. The light ship is only heart-based energy, nothing to do with mind. And so what happens is, if you're into mind and you know all about ascension, you've read all these books, maybe you've been to Egypt a bunch of times and studied the pyramids and how the pharaohs attempted to do their ascension, and you have it down pat. When the ascension time comes, the mind will no longer exist, because that's the darkness. That stuff in the future, that's your predictions. I talk about your horoscope and just change the words, a couple more letters in that, and it is actually horror. That's the mind control of the planets that are attached to you. Thank you, Galactic Federation, for allowing them to come here to do that, to take away your free will. This is why you have a natal chart saying when things are going to happen to you in your life, good or bad, makes no difference. They still should not be interfering with you. And so this is how you can see, obviously, how you're being mind-controlled. And you get a little bit further out here, and you start looking at reality here, and people say, well, gee, I heard that our governments are doing mind-control. You know, you probably have heard that yourself. Maybe you've been to conferences. I don't get into government stuff whatsoever. I'm only here to do healing. But since we have technology now, here for the last, say, 100 years in electronics, that process is amplified only because these negative ETs have brought that technology to our planet, and it's used by people here somehow that want to experiment with that, okay? And, you know, that's their choice. What I say always is that I don't think anybody who has a spirit in their body, you may want to use the word soul, when you look into somebody's eyes, are you willing to kill them? And I would say everybody would probably say no. The people that would say yes are mind-controlled, because at that point, their spirit is not in connection with them. And, you know, they have problems. And so the governments here, if they're doing anything like that, they're being controlled drastically by these off-planet extraterrestrials. And unfortunately, they may not even be able to do what is right because of the mind control that we have had here. So the ascension process boils down to how much do you love your body? When the ascension time comes, that's the choice. Are you in your body 100%? Yes or no? If you're not in your body 100%, maybe you're in at 99.9. You're still not 100% in. Remember, you can't leave your big toe and your thumb behind because you're not in your body completely. Your whole body has to ascend 100% to come into a light spiritual body. This is what your spirit's here for, is to help you with the ascension to become a physical light body. So what happens is the physical body will no longer exist because the light chip will take away the energy from the spiritual blueprint of your spirit because it can't hold it. And at that point, your physical life form will dematerialize instantly. What's left is your spirit. Your spirit, nothing happens to it. It's already part of the divine. But the gift is for you to take your body with you. This is your conscious choice. And you can't blame the light chip because you don't know how to get back into your body. I get people give me emails and they go, well, I haven't been told this before. I go, well, you know, that's not the light chip's responsibility to help you in this process, to teach you how to do that. I'm doing it now at the very ending, say, maybe months of the universal shift here. But basically, you should be in your body every day. You have to tell yourself to get into your body. You have to go into your heart center. And this is the whole process. You must be in your body. And then people say, well, what about my grandparents? What about my child? Well, it's their responsibility too. You should have the teachings already here. You must know about going into your body, you know, to hold spiritual integrity. This is your divine being. Your spirit knows. If you go inside and talk to your spirit in your heart, it will tell you what you have to do. So it's all your responsibility on if you wish to get into your body or not. People meditate, that's fine. If you go out of your body, that's not. During the meditation process, then you bring in more entities. So the whole process is to connect to your spirit and your heart and ask your question. So we'll kind of switch gears slightly here. Hopefully that helped everyone. How's that so far, Sylvia? Anything that I left out that you can think of?
It's a wonderful start. And as we were talking about this last topic about actually bringing, you know, our divine spirit into our bodies, and if we don't do that or if we go out of our bodies and make way for entities to come into us, then that is like the saying, if you're not home, who is? And so who's here walking in your shoes, and who's here living your life? So on that note, it would be wonderful if we could do an entity clearing. And I especially like it when we do the different parts of the body at different times so people can really feel and experience what it's like as those entities leave them and as more of their spirit energy comes back to them.
Okay, so we'll do it a little differently this way, this time. We're going to work on your left leg first, okay? So kind of put your focus on it. You know, your mind is going to look at this here. And you may want to go into your heart center and feel too, but, you know, your body does have a consciousness. And so use your body's consciousness, whatever way you can do that yourself, and just start to feel if your leg is feeling different after this process here, okay? Remember, I'm here to help you to get into your body, so you have to realize that something is really happening. It's like one person was telling me, they go, well, I don't believe in what you're doing. I go, well, it's okay. You don't have to believe in what I'm doing. You may not even believe that there's even trucks and cars in this world. Go out on the freeway blindfolded and see if you get hit or not, you know. So the main thing is to know that this is happening to you. The light chip's working with you. You may not believe it at all, but know that this is going to happen. And it's not your faith doing this. It's the light chip helping you to get more into your body. And most people will feel tingles and warmth in their legs or any part of their body. If you have any physical pain, it may leave you also. So here we go. We are now working on your left leg. And I'm just releasing entities from you right now. The light ship, the light beings are working with everyone listening right now. Okay. And naturally, because your spirit left you from pain and trauma, anxiety, fear, judgment, basically is what it's all about. Anything that judges depletes your spirit energy, because the light does not judge. And then it depends on how harsh that judgment is as to how much your spirit's going to leave you. And your spirit is only with you moment by moment, so that's why you can change a consciousness instantly, because you're in the next moment of time. Okay, now we're going to call back your spirit, and your spirit naturally has to be healed of the trauma that it went through, which could be in your leg. It could be from something else. And it'll go through and have a deprogramming process right now, so it can hold 100% light frequency of these different fragments. So you could have a zillion fragments of you coming back to yourself. Remember, it's moment by moment by moment by moment by moment. How many thoughts do you have in a day? How many are not of the light? Okay, I'm going to count to 10 as more of you come back into your body. So here we go. Just kind of focus on your leg, because we're going to ask your spirit in your heart center to direct this energy to your leg. Now notice, I'm commanding that your spirit in your heart command that the other part of it, the other pieces that have left you, go into your leg. All healings are a command. And your spirit is now healed. This is how you want your spirit to come into you. You don't want to come into you with judgment, wounded, or anything else, because then you're not going to have a good healing. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as you come more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you should feel a change possibly. What I normally say is that men are about 1%. 1% can actually feel, which is very sad. And women are about 50-50. But with the physical aspect here, you may actually feel your leg changing temperatures. I've done this many times for people. People who've had cold feet, sweaty feet. All of a sudden, instantly, the feet becomes warm again. Now we're going to go to your right leg and take away entities out of your right leg. Now, the entities love the trauma that your body's suffering, basically, because they will attach themselves to where you have a physical pain to live on that energy. And if they really like your body, they'll sometimes creep into your awakening consciousness. And then when they do that, they'll bring in their full video library of all the bodies that they lived in, all their addictions, everything else, and then live their life through you. This is why people who are on drugs a lot, unfortunately, they're not on their body, and people wonder, how could this person do these awful things? Well, it's not them doing it. It's not the divine doing it. It's an entity that has no consciousness of the light. Remember, the entities can never look out of your eyes. Only your spirit looks out of your eyes. And if you go out to a bar, or somebody has too much to drink, or they're on hard drugs or even medication, and they get drugged up enough, at some point your spirit cannot stay with you because it cannot help to heal you, so it leaves. It's here to combine with your awakening consciousness, hoping that you're going to ask it questions to go into your heart to become fully realized. And when you're numbed out, it can't be with you. And there's no need for it to even be here, because you're wasted, basically, and you gave up your spiritual identity. You forced your spirit out of your body. And I do see some people, I'm still doing a clearing on your leg with entities. I have seen people off and on about every 6 months. I'll be watching somebody walking, and I go, holy crap, man. I see this life form of the spirit maybe like 3 or 4 feet in front of the person or behind them. It's like a physical body walking. It's like a ghost to them. And they actually commanded their spirit out of their body. Maybe they had some kind of rituals done on them. Maybe they are involved with ritual stuff. Maybe they have taken a lot of drugs. But whatever, they forced their spirit out of their body. and their eyes are normally like dull and lifeless with nothing there, like a dead fish. And you may have seen those people yourself. Look at anybody who is an alcoholic. There's quite a few of those around here. And the dark side brought us that to numb us out too. So we're not connected to ourselves. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of your spirit into your body, into your right leg. I'll count to 10 again, and your spirit is healed from the reason why it left you, from judgment, negative thoughts that you've had. Maybe you got mad with somebody and argued or whatever. Remember, your spirit left you at that time. Entities probably have come in during that, had their wonderful life experience arguing with somebody, taking your emotional energy. They got charged up 100% and said, okay, I'll go to the next body. Who now is open for me to get charged up with? They do a lot of body hopping, and they can body hop from one person to another in an argument. So here we go. Right leg, you're coming in now. Again, we're going to command your spirit in your heart center to command the other part of you that's coming in into your right leg. So here we go. This is for healing for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to balance your legs out with your spirit energy. 1, you might feel them change. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go up above your legs, your hips, we'll say, all the way up to the bottom of your neck. So here we go, your whole body cavity. Take away these energies. If you've had a stomach ache, you probably have entities attached to your stomach. Okay? If you've had problems maybe from an operation in the past, there's probably entities attached to your scar tissue if it hurts. And maybe they're still there from the operation process or when you're having the operation as they were doing the process on you. You may have entities still stuck in you from just going to the hospital itself because it resonated with you, with your pain. So here we go. Just wonder how many entities attached to women during childbirth. That's an interesting thing. That's probably the most painful thing, or having a kidney stone. Just food for thought here.
Well, especially when there's a lot of drugs used, because that would put you out of your body more.
Yeah, that's true. No protection when you're on drugs. Here we go. Okay, and gonna bring back part of your spirit now to you. So here we go. This is whatever we can collect up for you to bring in. And again, your spirit now is gonna command that part of you that's coming in that left from the pain and trauma, fear, anxiety, torment, whatever words you want to use there. It's all judgment stuff, all emotional stuff. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The reason why I do counting is to command the spirit in. I could do it without even commanding it, but it would happen too quick for everybody. They would not understand what I'm doing. So we'll go now from your top of your shoulders, go up from to your neck, to the base of your skull. People have neck problems. We'll just concentrate on that right now. We're also going to be working on your arms at the same time. So there we go. Taking out entities. Got a whole lot coming out right now, more than before. So we have people who have maybe sore shoulders, possibly, maybe neck pain. And, you know, maybe you have carpal tunnel. I don't know, but the energies are leaving now that attach themselves to you to take away your spiritual energy from your spirit. They quartered you or came into your body and connected to you, and they're living there. Okay, here we go. Coming back in now. We're collecting your spirit. It's healed. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do your skull. Okay? If you have a toothache or something, maybe your jaw hurts, maybe you have a sinus problem, maybe you have a headache, we're going to now take away these entities that are attached to you in these locations. Remember, they can intensify the pain and also take away your healing energy. They're like, you know, vampires, basically, like a mosquito. And they're there to live on your life force energy. So how do you get a healing when you don't have any life force energy because they're taking it away from you? It's pretty hard. There we go. So we're getting them out of you right now. And you may actually feel the pain leave your body. Because you, when your spirit comes in, it'll be able to heal that area without having any obstructions and having its life force energy taken away by something else, some other life form, which is the emotional body and other things that are out there, but I won't go into that today. Here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how's that, Sylvia?
It's wonderful. Very good.
So and I guess we do the next phase here. We'll get the chakras aligned for people. That sound good for you?
Sounds great, yes.
Okay, so we're going to do a chakra alignment. The chakras are the energy systems that's invisible in the body. If you don't believe in them, you can just put a pendulum over somebody's body and watch them turn. And it should be a nice, smooth, round circle. Which way, I don't think makes any difference. So some people say it has to go one way or the other, or they got to alternate. Forget it. As long as they turn, they're okay. So here we go. I haven't seen any difference at all whether a pendulum goes clockwise or counterclockwise. So here we go. Heart chakra first. Perfect. Throat chakra. You may actually feel the energy move in your body. The light beams are helping you do this here. You just need to show up. There we go. And third chakra. Third eye chakra. Number six. Perfect. Going back down below the heart. Power chakra. Oh boy, we got some troubles out there. Anxieties probably. There we go. Got to move it around slowly here for some of these people. Wow, that was very, very dense. Okay, you're in alignment now. I hope we'll find out when I open the chakras up. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Good. Okay, here we go. I'm going to open the chakra up if you wish. You can have this done. It's your choice. Normally the chakras, like I say, are about a couple inches in diameter typically. And we're going to go body width for you so you have a lot more spiritual energy so that your spirit can connect more with your energetic bodies for healing. Remember, your spirit's with you for the healing process of your body. And its treat for doing that is to be able to look out of your eyes and to express the divine creativity through you. So that's the trade-off for being here. And I think it's really rough on people's spirits here. So, it's, I see that as being very sad for what your spirit has to actually do here to try to overcome your mind control and mind energy. So here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And going up again to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll do the power chakra. Boy, we'll see what happens here. Spin, spin. I'll do it slower. Spin, 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 spin. Wow. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 open. Let me just double-check that on everybody. There's about five people that I can read at least that have a problem. Their chakras are backwards, so I'm going to turn it around for those people. They're facing behind them. There we go, coming around. And now they're in alignment. So they had a psychic attack. Somebody thought some bad thoughts about them. Maybe they were working some way. They got attacked psychically by some people. Maybe these negative extraterrestrials got a hold of you. Maybe you did some kind of ritual. Maybe you went to the wrong type of healer. You know, I don't know. But anyway, you're in alignment right now. Here we go. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing daily. This is the way you can only connect to your spirit with inside of yourself. This is your true guidance that you need to have. Anything inside of your head is basically mind control energy, which is by the dark side. It'll bring you into the future. It'll give you the nice thoughts that you have. Remember, we work with mind a lot here. But your spirit only works in the moment, in your heart. So if you want to have any guidance at all that's correct for you, you must go into your heart center. So this is a little exercise that you can do yourself anytime. And this should be done daily, maybe 3-4 times a day if you can do this. This is what we call the mind to heart drop. So here we go. Think of your awakening consciousness. It could be your ego self, whatever you want to call it, your thoughts, you know, the voice inside of your head. But we're going to drop that down into your heart. This is a separate energetic body, much like your emotional body, and it has to surrender to your heart in order to drop down there. The more you do this exercise, the more it'll get used to it, and it'll finally see that your spirit is so much more powerful than it is that it's going to finally surrender completely and get on its divine path here. So here we go. Remember, your thoughts basically control your life, which is not the divine energy. So we're dropping down. And we'll go think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, we'll say. And first floor is your heart. We're dropping down now, going down the different levels. 10 floors, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll do it two more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. You should be heart-centered right now. So basically, what you're going to feel is that your thoughts are inside of your head. The more times that you do this, you're going to be expanding your heart center larger and larger, and it will eventually work its way, in a sense, up to your head. So you're going to have your whole heart being all around your whole body, and then you're completely heart-centered in your being. Right now, you're just going into your heart center to explore it. So, Sylvia, what's next? I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I'd like to bring up a question that somebody has on the fast chat, and they're asking regarding the entities, how we can protect ourselves from having them come into us.
Well, basically, stay out of judgment. Don't get angry with people. Don't judge anybody. The best way is to do my emotional clearing to allow your spirit to come more fully in your body. That's the quickest and fastest way. I charge $5 times your age. If you're a senior citizen, then those years are free above 60. So if you're 20 years of age, it's $100. So that's basically the best way to do this process. It'll clear out the emotional densities out of your emotional body in this lifetime, and it'll also clean your spirit of all of its traumas throughout its lifetime being with you. So now you can have more higher frequency with you. Another way you could do this process is to go to a shopping mall and watch people and judge them. And each time you see somebody that you're judging that you either like or don't like, remember that's still a judgment. Being, you know, plus or minus makes no difference. A charge is a charge. Then keep releasing the energy out of your body, and maybe after about 10 hours or so of releasing it, after seeing maybe 200 people or so go by in front of you, you're going to get rid of one of your judgments. and then work on the next one. And then you're going to be clear of that judgment. So the main thing is to get out of judgment, to have your spirit come with you. My way is very easy. It's not really the fix-all for everything, but at least it clears out your spirit and your emotional body. Because your emotional body will bring everything to you. Remember, what you're doing right now is living your past. All of your traumas in your lifetime are what you're connected to, and they're going to recycle and recycle because your spirit wants to heal your body. Your body wants to be healed of judgment. So it's going to happen to you, these events, over and over and over and over again. And eventually you're going to die of this condition because of the blocked energy that the emotions have stored inside of your body on a particular issue. And this is just the way life is here. And the emotions need to be cleansed so that you're in non-judgment. When you're in non-judgment, then your spirit can stay more fully with your body. And at that point, then you can have the ascension process. If you don't do that work, then you don't have a chance to ascend. It's not going to work for you because you're not going to be able to clean out your body any other way. But and since we're at the end of the 2,000-year cycle, time is very short. So it's your choice on if you wish to ascend or not. You know, you can't expect a magic wand to come through the universe, you know, and to bless you and to take away this. It's your responsibility to clean out your body. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's take this a little step further, talking about the ascension, and basically talk about the eighth dimension and the Earth Spirit's plans to go to that dimension.
Okay, the Earth Spirit, much like yourself, at this moment in time, and many other times possibly, but right now, does not want you to cord its energy. Okay? So if I ask anybody out there, would you like to have a negative cord attached to you to suck your energy out of your body? You would probably say, heck no. Okay? And neither does the Earth Spirit. So the Earth Spirit now is, in a sense, backpedaling. It's taken its energy out of planet Earth. Okay? I'll repeat that. The Earth Spirit is taking its energy out of the life form of planet Earth. Remember, all spiritual blueprints are created, but they have to have a spirit in that life form of that blueprint to have it manifest. So what it's doing now is taking back its energy. So anybody who's trying to do earth healing, you're strictly basically wasting your time because the earth spirit is no longer wants to even take that energy from you. It didn't want it to begin with, but you caused it physical harm by doing that because you're cording it with your intentions of love to help the earth out. It does not need your help whatsoever. The way that works, people think that they're going to put their heart energy into something. Nobody on this planet has a pure enough heart energy to do any good at all to anything. So what happens is your heart energy is like the carrier wave. And riding on the carrier wave is the modulation. That's your emotional crap, your emotional baggage. So when you put out this beautiful heart energy, thinking that you're going to be helping something, and this works with prayers too, you're giving the person all of your emotional trauma that you've collected in your body along with your good intentions of your heart. So your heart may come through 1% and you're giving them maybe 99% of crap. And the heart, the 1% may help them. But what are you doing to that poor person? You're giving them a psychic attack. So the earth spirit now is pulling away its energy out of this creation here on planet Earth. And so different things that people may be using for healing tools will no longer have the Earth energy in it. Anybody who works with Earth energy itself, typically shamans do that. There's many other people doing types of Earth magic. You know, you can go into white magic or black magic or anything like that. Anything that deals with Earth, taking the Earth spirit's energy to use in your healing, it's no longer available. So that might be a pretty strong word, but this is the way it is. The earth spirit has to get back into spiritual integrity, much like yourself. And it can't leave any bits and pieces of it behind because it cannot ascend. So the earth spirit is going to do the ascension, which means that it has to be 100% with itself. Okay, now the earth spirit is giving up, releasing itself from the spiritual blueprint of the earth. Remember what I said earlier. a spiritual blueprint in order to have it manifested must have the integrity of a spiritual divine being, which would be the spirit coming into it to have it manifest. And since the earth spirit is no longer going to be in third dimension, as we call it here, it's leaving. It's going to the 8D reality. So it already has created a blueprint. It went to the creation light chip, created this beautiful blueprint of 8D reality, brought life forms onto it, which will be created during the universal shift when that happens. Remember I said the whole universe gets turned off, the darkness leaves, and then it gets returned on again, and everything then can do like musical chairs, we'll say. And remember, the spirit never dies. Only the physical life form does if it's not holding light energy. So the earth that you're living on will no longer exist, much like your physical body will if you're not on your body 100%. So during the process, the earth spirit, when the time is turned off, will now rejoin its new, wonderful, beautiful blueprint on 8D reality. When the universe gets turned back on again, it'll be created in this wonderful 8D dimension of pure love energy. And this earth plane that we live on right now will not have the frequency of the earth spirit that's in it right now, although the blueprint is still available. So it's very possible that some other divine being, earth planet spirit, could take over this blueprint and recreate it over again. But, I'm not privileged to that information. It could be recreated across the universe just the way it is right now, 1,000 times. It could be 1,000 new spirits coming into the earth. But the one that resonates to your physical body that's here will not resonate with that same frequency as your body. This is why this life form that you're in right now will not even exist, because even if the earth does materialize over again, your physical body only resonates to the earth energy that's in that spirit. And so since you resonate with the spirit energy here of the earth, the spirit is giving you the opportunity to move into eighth dimensional reality. That's its gift to you if you choose to do the earth, to do the work to shift into a new location. And like I said, it's up to you. How much do you love your body? Are you willing to do the work to have this process happen to you? If not, the physical body is not going to exist. Your spirit always lives. It's a part of the light. And it will find another body somewhere else and go through the process of living a lifetime somewhere. Remember, you only have one lifetime in the now. There's no such thing as multiple universes. That's another dark side's creation. A lot of the stuff that's talked about in the last probably 50 years about how the universe was created and everything else and the new metaphysical terminology, most of that stuff is just stuff for mental masturbation, and the scientists are trying to figure out ways. Quantum physics is one of those. Trying to think how things are working, how you're connected to everything as a whole, that you're breathing the same air as someone else across the planet. Well, that could be true. And they push that over into oneness, and that you're all in one. Well, that's not true at all. Everything that's created from the divine is unique upon itself. There's no such thing as oneness, not even on the light ship. So everything is unique to have its own divine spiritual blueprint and to express the way it is going to be expressing. So don't feel bad if you're not able to come into your body 100% at the time of the ascension. I'd feel maybe guilty about killing your body, but after the body is no longer here, it's gone instantly, then what's left is your spirit. And then you're going to have full integrity of your spirit. The light chip will have to go out and find the bits and pieces of you. And hopefully you haven't attached yourself to dark universes, prayed to too many gods outside of yourself where they attach to you, where they can actually find you. And, if not, you may be lost for the next 2,000 years until the next cycle happens. This is your choice of what you've done in this lifetime. Nothing to do with the light chip. This is why Jesus told you not to go outside of yourself for spirituality, to go within. So if you have done that, you may have problems. I can't go much further into that. That's your choice on having the ego drive the boat versus your spirit. So the main thing is on ascension, the earth spirit is leaving this dimension, this earth plane, from its creation, it will no longer have this creation, and all life forms on it will no longer exist, including everybody that you look at and see, you know, on the earth right now. It'll be gone because it cannot hold spiritual integrity, and the earth spirit is leaving. If it stayed here in this planet, then yeah, it could rematerialize these beings over again. But it's not, so it's going to 8D. If you want to go to 8D, get into your body, the spirit's inviting you to do this. It's waited your whole lifetime. The earth spirit's giving you also the same invitation to go with it, and it's your choice. You know, how much do you believe what I'm saying to you? You know, hopefully you're believing what I'm telling you. If not, you know, the mind control may be too much in your head. Maybe entities are coming into you, you know, saying this can't be true. You know, that the New Age teachings talk about how everybody's going to be ascending at one time. They're going to wait for Jesus to come down out of the clouds and to save everybody. Well, that's not correct. Jesus is not coming back in this lifetime for anybody. He's already with me doing my mission here. The reason why I came this time was because I was the healer in Jesus doing all of his healings. And basically before I came, we had a discussion on the light ship, and he said, you know, I can't come down to the earth. I'd be cast out of all the churches. If I went into a church and said, you know, you're praying to a false god that killed me, you know, these extraterrestrials that are out there taking your energy, you know, I would be probably, you know, put in jail or maybe shot. You know, if I told the churches that you're not even needed, that you must go inside of yourself to find your divinity and not to pray outside of yourself to idols, you know, the churches are not going to accept that very well at all. So basically, he decided not to come because he would not be accepted. So what happened was we decided that since I did his healings when he's in his body, he said, man, you know, this is a great thing. What we'll do is we'll do healings on people. People will tell their friends about these healings, and I can approach them that way, working through you. And it would be wonderful because people would understand, yeah, this guy had a healing. Oh, great. Had a hurt foot, maybe a twisted ankle. It's healed instantly. And at that point, they'd tell their friends, and I would be talking to millions and millions of people, you know, in the time that I would be here. The light ship activated me to do this work around February of 2005. And they said that I would be doing this work at that time. The projection, remember, they're only in the moment, would be 2 years. So looking at it now, you know, in our linear time frame, I'm basically about 9 months overdue. Okay, I'm running on extra borrowed time for 9 months here. And so it's a light ship. So it all depends how much you're planning to integrate yourself in your body for the healings that you want to have. That's the whole process, is how much do you love yourself? How much do you want to get into your body? So with the mission of Jesus, he's already here, folks. And, you know, for him it's very sad because I'm not getting all the people. The darkness here is just too strong to have me come out to go to auditoriums, to get on the TV screens, to get into the media. Because the light beings are ready to work with thousands of people at one time. You know, I could do a million people at once with the healings, but they're not showing up. And so his mission, basically this time, he goes, you know, this is the only way to do it, is to have people with their consciousness open to healing. It should be like a done deal. And I do a lot of healings for people. And unfortunately, it's not taking off, and we're in borrowed time now. This is the way I see it. So the light ship is here to help you as much as it can, but you have to wake up. It's you that has the responsibility to get your spirit into your body for this year. And you must do the healing in whatever way you can do that so you can get into your body. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. And it's for me, it's very, very sad. I would love to do all my healings for free. I'd love to have a sponsor, somebody who has you know, a lot of money monetarily, who can say, yeah, Ron, I heard your show, and maybe you fixed my grandmother. I don't believe what you're doing, but she got fixed. And, you know, I had a hurt toe, and it's fixed too. And, you know, I'm a millionaire, and, you know, let's get together and go out here to these convention centers and pull this thing off. I believe in what you're doing. So that's what I'm waiting for. And that's basically the whole thing in a nutshell. So the whole process is for you, since this is not happening, is to get into your body whatever way you can. Release the entities. It's very, very important to get them out of you. And the ascension process will be the same for you as the earth spirit. The life form will no longer exist if you're not holding 100% spiritual energy in the spiritual blueprint. Remember, when you're born, you were 100% in your body. You know, why did you get out of your body? You know, this is the whole thing. You have to get back into being, like Jesus said, being like a child, being innocent. A child is very, very innocent. That's why they can hold the energy. There's no judgment in a newborn baby. Imagine they pick up judgment as they get poked with pins and needles, etc. But aside from that, they're very innocent. Go look at one. Their eyes are very bright. They're home. You can see them looking at things in the room, you know, just like a cat does. They see spirits floating around, and they're very, very conscious. Well, you should be just like that baby. So this is where you have to get back into, is the whole part of you that knows. Except, you know, people are not doing that. And for me, this is very sad. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we're almost out of time. It would be wonderful if we could bring in a couple of these energies from the new Earth for people to experience. Maybe one of the oxygens to start with.
Okay, so here we go. This will be one of the 8D oxygens from the light chip. Remember, the blueprint is on the light chip. It's not materialized yet, but the Earth Spirit has created it. So there's 18 different types that we can breathe in 3D on the light chip. And this one here will be a brand new one that will be what you're actually going to be breathing in 8D reality if you're able to hold spiritual integrity with your body. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just take some deep breaths. Boy, it feels good to me. It's a very light energy to me, very freeing. How does it feel to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, that's a good description. Very light and just very, for me, it's like, you know, when you kind of walk into a room that's really, really fresh and you just feel that wonderful, just makes you want to breathe.
Yeah, it was very good. So this is what you will be breathing with your body after the ascension. And people say, well, gee, you know, I had an operation, I'm missing my left kidney, or I have my tonsils taken out, and, geez, I have no teeth on one side. You know, or you say, my God, I got all this pain in my back. I don't want to go be in this body. Well, your body will be perfected perfectly. Everything will be rematerialized instantly, and you will have no pain. It'll be a complete, perfect spiritual blueprint of the divine, which is what created you. And it's going to be wonderful, and your spirit will be with you. And I'm really looking forward to actually going to 8D to actually see who actually made it. And it'll be like a storytelling program. We're going to be up there on 8D and saying, you know, this is how the Earth used to be. And you're going to be with other races of beings that may look completely different to us, because the Earth Spirit is bringing those in. Maybe it's even creating new beings to be in there, okay? And at that point, you're going to be able to tell about the history of how it was, you know, on the Earth, on the ascension process. And it's such a gift, because who's going to know about it? You're going to have full consciousness of everything, but there'll be no trauma. So you're going to actually tell what happened to you in your life, how you grew up, how the old Earth used to be, and how you're able now to be in this new Earth, because you did the work to get there. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, what would you say would be the fastest way for someone to increase their ability to hold light frequency in their body?
Okay, the first thing is to get more into your body instantly is to do the little exercise with, I now increase my life force energy. So this is on other programs, too. Remember, I have over 150 archives on the BBS radio, and all the shows are almost identical. There's healings available. How long they're going to be active, I have no idea. The light ship might pull those off of that also at some point here. Because remember, now it's for you to connect to yourself. This is all the energies that are here. The master saints and angels are no longer here, because they came into the Federation, and the spiritual hierarchy is no longer in existence. So that's a whole other show. We might talk about that next time here, of what happened, because these energies are not in 100% light energy. So, like I said, the spirit now is backpedaling to get spiritual integrity. So what you do is you put your hands in front of you. This is for the exercise, like you're going to pray. In front of your heart center, pull your hands apart. Maybe go body width, maybe even a little bit more, and bring them in again slowly until you feel the tension, the resistance between your hands. And then you say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. Pull your hands apart, come in again. And you can say it any time during that, and then pull them out again, say it, sample, and you're going to find that your hands are going farther and farther apart. And typically after about 10 times, your hands should be straight out alongside of you. If you do this maybe 50 times, you're going to have more energy in your body, and this is how you regain your spiritual energy in you. And it won't, your spirit can only come in so much, so quickly, so fast, because of the emotional density. Remember, it's like having a cup of water. Are you in there or somebody else? So you're bringing in as much as you can at that time, but if the glass is full, you can't bring any more of you into you. So most people are 20% of their bodies, which means that the other 80% is entities, which should not be with you, which is brought to you by the dark side, basically, by not having the earth spirit collecting these things. And the light ship is working on that. But aside from that, it's up to you not to go out of your body, not to do false spiritual practices. Remember, the divinity is with you inside of your body. Nothing outside of yourself knows more than your spirit. So stop searching. Go inside to get your answers. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, on that note, we are out of time. I'm sorry. I wish we could stay on longer. Thank you all that have been with us on the fast chat. Sorry we weren't able to get to all of the questions, but we will be back Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, and we're going to continue this topic as well as bring in many more divine energies. Have some special things planned. As you know, each show is live, so we go where the light ship directs. So until Wednesday, stay heart-centered, and much love and blessings to all of you.
Okay, blessings to all of you.
Good night.
Good night. BB.